all it's cracked up to be some days, I'm going to tell you that. Not that I've been a royal, but, you know, from where I stand, looks like it'd be a kind of a tough gig, right? You're under the microscope all the time. You're not even elected. You don't have any real power. You got lots of money being part of the British royal family, but good Lord, it can be a tough gig. Ask Prince Andrew. No fun for him right now. Virginia Roberts Giffrey claims she was trafficked by convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and forced to have sex with Prince Andrew on at least three occasions 20 years ago. She shared more details of her story in a shocking interview that was broadcast yesterday. Roberts, now 35, told BBC Panorama in a one-hour sit-down conducted before the broadcaster's interview with Andrew that aired November 14th, how she first met Epstein. This coming to me from a Fox report. According to Roberts, she was working at Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate as a locker room attendant when she was recruited by Epstein's on-again, off-again recruiter, handler, Giselle Maxwell. Roberts said Epstein began to abuse her after Maxwell began giving her massage lessons. They seemed like nice people. I trusted them. I told them that I had a really hard time in my life growing up until then. That was the worst thing I could have told them, she said. From there, they took advantage of me. Roberts detailed her experiences being trafficked by the couple, which included a trip to London to meet Andrew, who's now 59 and on the outs with the Queen, if you haven't heard, because of his close ties with Epstein. I was sitting there like I was always told to do. Sit there, be quiet, be polite. Laugh if someone says something funny. I wasn't chained to a sink or anything like that, but these people controlled me, make no mistake, because I didn't know what would happen. She was scared of these people. She was scared of these people because they were ruthless, and they would put her on a plane, and they would dictate how she was going to conduct herself. Roberts recounted visiting the exclusive Tramp nightclub with Epstein, Maxwell, and Andrew, after which Roberts claimed she had sex with a royal at Maxwell's London home. She was 17 at the time. It was horrible, and this guy was sweating all over me. His sweat was like it was raining basically everywhere. I was just like grossed out from it, but I knew I had to keep him happy because that's what Jeffrey and Ghislaine wanted and expected from me. In the car, Ghislaine Maxwell tells me that I have to do for Andrew what I do for Jeffrey, and that just made me sick. I just didn't expect that from royalty. I just didn't expect that from someone people look up to and admire, she said. It's these reports and others that have created a big downfall for Prince Andrew. Roberts went on to describe her encounter with the prince in some detail. There was a bath. It started there. Then it went to the bedroom. It didn't last very long, the whole procedure. It was disgusting. He got up and said, thanks. I sat there in bed just horrified and ashamed and felt dirty. Roberts admitted that her memory was foggy at the time and that she might have some dates and place wrong, but insisted she was certain of the key facts. She also slammed Andrew's claim that a photograph showing him and Roberts together with the prince's arm around her waist was doctored. She said, absolutely not. The people on the inside are going to keep coming with these ridiculous excuses, like his arm was elongated or the photo was doctored. I'm calling BS on this. He knows what happened. I know what happened. And there's only one of us telling the truth, and I know that's me. So when there's photographic evidence, and you know that the guy was hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein, the preponderance of the evidence begins to shift dramatically in one direction, and it's not in Prince Andrew's favor. Now, People magazine sharing that Buckingham Palace told the BBC that the Duke of York unequivocally regrets his ill-judged association with Jeffrey Epstein and deeply sympathizes with those affected who want some form of closure. The palace also stressed that it is emphatically denying that the Duke of York had any form of sexual contact or relationship with Virginia Roberts. Any claim to the contrary is false and without foundation. What did you expect him to say? But in a previous interview with the BBC, Prince Andrew said he had no recollection of ever meeting Roberts, or is he the Duke of York, whatever he's called, Prince, Duke, whatever. He has since stepped down from royal duties for the foreseeable future because of his friendship with Epstein and the allegation of sexual wrongdoing with an underage girl. He says he is willing to cooperate with appropriate law enforcement inquiries if required to do so. Roberts finally asked the British people, stand up beside me. help me fight this fight, to not accept this as something that is okay. Powerful stuff. And Jeffrey Epstein, much like my Christmas ornaments, did not hang himself. Food for thought. I mean, come on. I said that day I didn't believe that Jeffrey Epstein had taken his own life. I still remain skeptical, as so many do, at any rate. The story's not going anywhere, and Prince Andrew is not going anywhere either. And for that matter, neither is Jeffrey Epstein, if you want to consider that. All right, so I've got a comment for you before you get to Christmas. What are you going to do for yourself this year? All right, what are you going to do for yourself? I want you to go to SteveGruber.com and GruberHealth.com. Let's go there. Let's go to GruberHealth.com. Why? So you can lose some weight and feel better about yourself. Now is the time. You've waited this long. No point in waiting any longer. My Pure Health Solutions is a custom weight loss program. All right? I've used it. It worked great. I don't get the word svelte necessarily, but I do pretty well. All right? GruberHealth.com, the place to go to find out more. You'll get a custom plan, and it's not fake food and replacement shakes and other nonsense. It's real food, real attention, and a real custom plan built for you. My plan will not be your plan. My plan for you, however, if you want to lose weight, is to go to GruberHealth.com, see these great pictures of me. You'll enjoy it, GruberHealth.com. You tell them I sent you over. You have no reason to wait, none whatsoever. You can get to it. All right, hour number three ahead. And in hour number three, you don't want to miss it, because from Judicial Watch, we have Chris Farrell joining us. A lot going on with Judicial Watch as the whole impeachment swirl continues. Some final thoughts for hour number two right after this on the Steve Gruber Show.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me, and I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.